Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message.
Welcome once again to the Patty Valenzuela podcast.
Yes.
My name is Joe, and alongside with me is Apostle Patty Valenzuela. How are you doing, Apostle?
We're doing good.
It's great. It's great to hear.
Happy to be here.
I'm happy to be here too. You recently spoke about hearing the voice of God.
Yes.
And as someone who has ministered on the altar with you, doing altar calls and things that, sometimes you've given the direction of what you want God to do, what you feel God's leading to.
Yeah.
And there's been times where even as an example, as ministering on there with music, we feel something else. Like, she gave the direction, but I feel this.
Yeah.
And those are times where it's like, the voice of God supersedes.
Yes, absolutely.
And there's been other times where we just don't know what the voice of God is saying, what we want God to do.
Yes.
And how does one maybe refine the ear to hear the voice of God properly?
That's very good. I think that more so now than ever, people need to really be trained in hearing the voice of God. There's just a lot of false prophecies out there, a lot of deception. The Bible says that deception is going to increase in the last days. So I think more so now than ever, we need to be able to recognize, what does the voice of God really sound like? Mm-hmm. You know, how does this voice sound? And so Deuteronomy 28 says in verse 1 and 2, let me read this to you. It says, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commandments that I give to you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on the earth. All these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if, condition, you obey the Lord your God. Verse 15. However, if you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully obey all of his commands and decrees that I am giving you today, all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. And so as you learn to learn to hear the voice of God, one of the things that I have to say before I even go into this, you know, a lot of times we look for the prophet to give us the word of the Lord.
Right.
We're looking for the prophets to say what God is saying. And although we do that, mm-hmm. there is a time and place for that as well, because they come in and confirm. But I believe that everybody can hear the voice of God.
Right.
And so I have to say this because this is very foundational. To be able to learn to hear the voice of God and to listen to the voice of God, it's probably the most important skill mm-hmm. for anybody to be able to have the ability to be able to recognize the voice of God. And so we all have access to that voice. Mm-hmm. We all have access to knowing the voice of God. And so it is our inheritance. It is not something just for a few people. It is not just for, you know, prophet so-and-so. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, whether you were commissioned as a prophet or not commissioned as a prophet. It is the inheritance of every person, every believer, as soon as you accept Jesus Christ, to be able to hear the voice of God. But I got to say this because this is foundational. You can learn, and I should say, you learn to hear the voice of God through devotion.
Okay.
You can't expect to say, I'm going to hear the voice of God and not have devotional life.
Right.
You have to have a devotional life. You have to spend time in your prayer time with God, and you have to spend time in the Word of God. There has to be a time of devotion. You can't have devotion and no direction.
Right.
You have to have a devotion time. It's devotion is a clear compass. There's times where I don't know what to do. I need to hear God. And so my devotional time is key. Before I came here, I have devotional mm-hmm. time, whatever that means for you. So devotion is key. And I think that we live in a society right now where I believe that there is a devotion crisis.
Right.
I don't think that people want that. You know, they don't spend time with God or enough time with God. You have to spend time in the Word of God. You have to know what the Word of God says. Does it add up? You know, and I think it's just such a demonic thing to in our society nowadays where it's not really important, you know, everything's quick, you know, and you can't, you know, the importance, I can't stress the importance of spending time with God. That's where your deliverance is. That's where your healing is. Direction is there. Every revelation is there. So if you're going to learn to hear the voice of God, you have to stop with inconsistencies, number one, in your prayer. You have to stop being inconsistent in your worship time. You have to stop being inconsistent in your reading of the Word of God. Because hear me and hear me well. God sounds just like His Word. God is not going to sound like prophet so-and-so. God is going to sound like his word. And if that prophet released a word, that prophet sounds like the word. If it doesn't sound like the word, it is not God. So I've sat in counseling sessions. I've sat with people and I'm like, show me where that word is. You know, where the enemy came in and brought some form of confusion. So you will not know the voice of God through fear. You will not know the voice of God through your past. You will not know the voice of God through just some friend who's giving you some advice and doesn't know the word of God. Because God always sounds just like his word. And so if you look at a scripture, and it's in Deuteronomy 28, God was leading Moses to lead the Israelites. God was saying to Moses, you're the leader. You're going to lead the Israelites into the promised land. But he says an interesting scripture. He says in verse 1, he said, when you hear the voice of the Lord, he said, don't, when you hearken unto the voice or hearken unto the voice of God, obey the voice of God. And then he said, don't harden your heart. And so he's telling them, if you harden your heart, he said, you know, hearken unto it. And that word, it's so interesting because he's hearken unto the voice of the Lord. And that means in the Hebrew, it means to listen with both ears, not just with one, but listen with both ears. If you listen and discipline yourself to listen, then you will never live a low life. Basically, Deuteronomy is telling me, you want the blessings of God. You want God to bless you. Right. I'm telling you how to do it. Listen to the voice of God and obey the voice. Yeah, you have to obey it. Yeah. And so why does God want you to hear his voice? He wants you to hear his voice so that you live in high favor, so that you live a high life. Why does he not want you to ignore his voice so that you don't end up in curses?
Right.
That's basically it. And so there are a lot of benefits to hearing the voice of God. You know, to hear the voice of God is... It's like the door to your tomorrow. It's the door to your destiny. It's the door to breaking every curse off of your life. It gives you direction. It gives you instruction. You're being groomed, you know. Every time I hear the voice of God, I'm being groomed to be obedient. I don't hear the voice of God because it's like, oh, I want a prophecy. You know, a lot of people want prophecies. Prophesy to me. Prophesy to me. What do you want the prophecy for if you're not going to obey it? You know, if I'm going to hear a prophetic word, it's because I'm being groomed to be obedient to it. And it's like, that's awesome. God is saying this about my future. Tell me how to get there because it's going to require obedience. Mm-hmm. It's not going to require me to be disobedient, you know, and just because somebody spoke it, you know, I have to cultivate it. I have to cultivate something. He's speaking something to me. I'm being groomed to be obedient and now I have to cultivate it. And so I love what Jeremiah says, you know, obey his voice. And then it says that Israel did not hearken. They didn't hear with both ears. They disobeyed, in other words. And so the Bible says that they ended up going backwards. Mm-hmm. Anytime you hear the voice of God, whether it's through a preaching, because now we become responsible. As soon as you hear a preaching, you're responsible now to obey it.
Wow.
You can never say, I didn't know. No, you did know. You heard the preaching. And so sometimes God speaks through a preaching, through his word, et cetera, et cetera. And whenever you hear it, but you don't obey it, you go in reverse.
Mm-hmm.
You find yourself going backwards. And so when you have a revelation, when you hear the voice of God, I've heard God's voice sometimes through a vision.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gives me the strategy and he'll tell me what to do, how to build. I remember so clearly, I told God, I cannot build the Juarez church this way. You have to give me the strategy. And I remember the day, the hour, the time, the minute, the moment, the place where I was at, the strategy on how to build that church. And so it's, I mean, think about that. It's like, it's direction for the future. It gives you strategies. And so I said this, salvation is the car, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Salvation is like a car. So if salvation is a car, then gasoline to the car, gas is the voice of the Lord to you. That's how important the voice of the Lord is in your life. And many people right now are in neutral. They're out of gas. They're not going anywhere. There's no up to date about what God is doing in your life. Why are you going through what you're going through? Why are you going through the pressures that you're going through? What is really happening in your life? Why is he moving things around? You know, because Satan's weapon of choice is going to be confusion and deception. And so he loves to confuse. He loves to bring fogginess to our lives. He loves for you to feel like a mental fogginess, a lack of clarity, an absence of clarity. You don't understand. And so many people are used to that. Like, I don't know how people can live like that, but they're used to that. They're used to like, I don't know, you know, whatever will be, if it's the Lord's will. No! Find out.
Yeah, find out.
You know, what is God saying? And so God has designed our lives so beautifully and so purposefully. He didn't design it without clarity. When God designed you and me, he said you were fearfully and wonderfully made. That means that you are a design. It's not just some happy stance. Oh, I think I'll just create you. You know, no, you're fearfully and there's a design to you. Mm-hmm. And so God doesn't want to leave you in the dark about things. And so the voice of the Lord is very, 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 very powerful. And so if you want victory in any area of your life, you have to have the ability to be able to go, God, I need to listen to you. Listening to God is the most important thing about your future.
Yeah.
About your marriage.
Oh, yeah. I remember before I started dating my beautiful wife, right before I was listening to every voice except to the voice of God. I was listening to the voice of the world of what it says, of what the world says success is.
Yeah.
I was doing that.
Wow.
And I still going to church, still doing everything, quote unquote, that I thought I was supposed to be doing. And so I was listening to the other voice. I was gaining position at work. I was moving up.
Wow.
Like, wow, it's going to happen soon. I'm going to be able to get married soon. But she was hearing the voice of God. And the voice of God was telling her, he's not the guy right now.
Wow.
He's not my son. And she shares with me that she was battling it.
Wow.
And so ultimately, for the Valentine's weekend, she breaks up with me.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, woe is me, right?
Yeah.
And I was just dumbfounded. But God, I'm doing everything.
Yeah.
But no, I wasn't.
Yeah.
I wasn't listening to his voice. And for about, it was like a month stress, a month where just, I was out of whack.
Wow.
I was isolated. I was distant. I was so fearful, disappointed in myself, angry at myself. Mm. I thought I was doing everything I needed to be doing to move on to the next level as a man, be a husband. But I wasn't listening to the voice of God.
Yeah.
You called me one day. How are you? I said, I'm doing bad. I'm doing bad. You connected with me. And that day, after that, I was like, I need to get back on it.
Wow.
Like, God used you in my life to reconnect me to God.
Wow.
And since then, it's just been just different. Like, I know what I did to possibly lose a relationship. To do that again would just be foolish.
Yeah.
So to cultivate that relationship, to hear the voice of God, even with my baby girl.
Yeah.
It's like, to hear, like, I'm responsible now. I have to listen to the voice of God.
Yeah.
And with all the stuff that happened with her, I had to listen to the voice of God. What was he saying about that situation? And I know that's what helped me carry through that tough season.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know it's exactly what it is to not listen to the voice of God.
Or to ignore it.
To ignore it. You lose so much when you don't listen to it.
I think that there's such a dumb spirit and such a deaf spirit that's going around. And, you know, people have a hard time just listening and paying attention. And developing that ability to be able to just go, you know, God, I need to hear what you're saying. I think we've all gone through difficult situations.
Yeah.
Even in that valley, I always have to know, what are you doing?
Right.
Why am I going through this? What lesson do I have to learn from this? And I think sometimes we are just deaf to it. We think it's the devil and we want to blame everybody or the devil or everybody else for that matter. But, you know, sometimes maybe God is trying to get our attention. And I love the scripture where it says, my sheep know my voice.
Right.
And he says, and a stranger they will not follow. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing we tell our children, as Hannah grows up, you'll tell your child, don't talk to strangers. You know, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they do not hear. And so when you are a child of God and you start to develop that ability to be able to hear from God, you end up not listening to strangers, because there's a lot of strange voices out there that are Christian voices, but they're strange voices. And so I think that our goal should be to teach the body of Christ how to really hear the voice of God, how to be conscious about the voice of God. And I got to take you this, because I shared this with the people. It's so hilarious. Mm-hmm. But in John chapter 10, verse 1 and 2, you know, here's the Bible, and he says that we are his people, and he is we are the sheep of his pasture. You know, that he is, we are sheep, and he is the pastor, you know. And so when you think about that, I was studying the sheep, and the sheep are really, we don't understand the sheep. God calls us sheep, okay? God calls, and we think that they're just, like, so cute, and they're little sheeps.
They're dumb.
No, they're dumb. You know, really, if you study sheep, sheep are dumb. And sheep, and it says this in verse 3, sheep hear his voice.
Mm-hmm.
He says, the sheep hear his voice. He calls them by name and leads them out. That's what verse 3 says. And if you study sheep, you got to know this in the physical. Every all sheep have bad vision. They can't really see clear. Mm-hmm. They have blurred vision. So what helps their vision and the way they are able to discern when the pastor is there, if you will, is they have to really lean on the voice. They hear the voice because they can't see well. And so that's why you see, you know, they're shepherds and they have the staff and then the hook so that they can, when a wolf comes, you know, they can hook them and they bring them back. And so they are able to distinguish based on what they hear. Mm-hmm. And so their hearing has to be in excellent, tip-top shape. And then I said about sheep, they eat very slow. Mm-hmm. Sheep don't eat very fast. They don't digest things very quickly. And so oftentimes we hear a podcast or we hear the word of God and then we forget about it. You know, we forget what God said or what he, you know, we forget the word. Well, sheep tend to do that. They they really graze really slow. Mm-hmm. And so a third thing that we want to understand about sheep is that, well, let's go back to number one. They have to trust the voice that's leading them. And so oftentimes we have to learn how to trust. If you're in danger, rest assured that God's going to speak. Yes. Rest assured that if you really want to know the voice of God, you know, he will speak to you. He's not going to keep you in the dark about anything.
Yeah.
He wants you to get to your purpose, exactly. Your destiny, your calling. And so we have to just really, it was something that we have to just do. And as a matter of fact, I'm just going to pray for everybody right now.
Yeah.
I want you to just learn how to be guided by that voice. I said a lot of things in this podcast, but one thing that you've got to remember is that sheep are blind. Mm-hmm. They're blurred vision. They have to lean in on what that voice is saying. And so you have to understand something if you're listening to me. Maybe it's hazy right now, your season. Mm-hmm. We just enter into an amazing new season. But maybe your season right now, you just look around and everything just lacks clarity. Everything is feeling like, why am I going through this? Why haven't I reached? Why haven't I attained? Why haven't I conquered? Or what does God want for this relationship? Or does God want this relationship? Or does, what is God really saying? Forget about what anybody did to you. What is God saying to you? Mm-hmm. What does he want you to learn, you know, from this? You know, there are a lot of strangers that want to destroy your destiny. And so you have to really hear and be conscious of, like, what is God saying? You know, and I think I just pray this prayer over every person right now, you know, and just say that right now, maybe under your breath, you know, Lord, just show me, teach me, guide me. I need to know how. I need to know where to go. I need to know what you're doing in my life. I need you to just guide me. Sometimes, maybe, Father, you're trying to teach me how to just trust you in this season. But I need to know what you're doing. I need clarity. I don't want to walk life confused or with mental fogginess. I need to listen to you, God. Father, I ask you to forgive me. I repent if I have not listened to your voice, if I have ignored your voice, if I have strayed from your voice. Father, today, just say that under your breath. Man, I'm sorry. I want to know what your word says. Maybe you haven't had a devotional life. Maybe go back and just say, God, I am so sorry. I've been so busy. I've been lack of discipline in my life that I don't spend time with you. I don't spend time with you trying to teach me how to hear your voice or even just through the word of God. Father, I repent right now and I make a commitment to have a devotional life with you so that you can teach me how I can hear, how I can learn, how I can discern your voice. And Father, I just thank you because you want to speak to me. You want to have a relationship with me. And I just repent right now and I make a covenant right now to have a devotional life. And I ask you to allow me to open up my ears, not to harden my heart. As a matter of fact, somebody's listening to me or watching me. You have had a really hard heart. You're not listening. God's told you 3 times and you already know what to do and you're not listening. Listen right now. Don't harden your heart like the Israelites do. Some of you are going backwards. Don't go backwards. Go forward. He wants you to be blessed. Mm-hmm. He wants you to be prosperous. He wants you to have a high life, not a low life. So if that's you and you're stubborn and you've just, you know, you're not hearkening under the voice of the Lord. You're not listening with both ears. You're having a hard time. Your heart has gotten hardened. Listen right now. I just declare that heart of yours becomes softened and that you don't repeat another cycle in your life. I pray that you will enter into the new of what God is doing in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray. Amen.
Amen. That was awesome. That's beautiful teaching. Hearken to the voice of God. That's awesome. If you all have any questions that you want to ask Apostle Patty, you can send them to the Patty Valenzuela podcast at gmail.com. Follow us. Follow her on Instagram, Patty A. Valenzuela. Twitter. We have a Twitter now. Follow her at Patty Valenzuela. We want to hear from you. We want to hear what God is doing in your lives through these podcasts, through the teachings.
Yes.
As for that, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for joining me. If you're listening through Apple Podcasts, don't forget to rate us and share with your friends and family. Leave us a comment and let us know what God has been doing in your life. Connect with me on my Instagram and Facebook and check us out on our website, www.ignitemovement.org. Links down below. Until next time.